This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. U.S. President Joe Biden says America's longest war will end next month, resisting calls from some quarters to keep U.S. troops in Afghanistan amid a Taliban resurgence. AP's Sagar Meghani reports.
The president says the U.S. has achieved both goals it set when invading Afghanistan 20 years ago: take down Osama bin Laden and keep the nation from again becoming a terror haven.
We did not go to Afghanistan to nation build.
And Afghan leaders must now chart their own path. The president's been visibly annoyed by suggestions he's leaving too soon as the Taliban makes steady advances. But he says the past 20 years have shown the war is unwinnable.
How many thousands more Americans' daughters and sons are you willing to risk?
Under growing pressure from lawmakers, he's vowing to evacuate thousands of Afghans who helped the U.S. military as drivers and interpreters. Sagar Meghani at the White House.
A Pfizer official says the company will ask federal regulators next month to approve the administration of a third dose of its COVID vaccine. AP's Jackie Quinn reports.
Pfizer's chief scientific officer tells the Associated Press they plan to seek emergency approval from the Food and Drug Administration next month for a booster vaccine for those who've already gotten two doses. He says another shot could dramatically increase immunity and perhaps ward off the spreading coronavirus variants. At the Centers for Disease Control, Dr. Rochelle Walensky says COVID cases have risen 11% over last week.
We know that the Delta variant has increased transmissibility, and it is currently surging in pockets of the country with low vaccination rates.
She says current vaccines do protect against it. I'm Jackie Quinn.
This is VOA News. Two men believed to be Haitian Americans, one of them purportedly a former bodyguard at the Canadian embassy in Port-au-Prince, have been arrested in connection with the assassination of Haiti's president. James Solage and Joseph Vincent were among 17 suspects detained in the brazen killing of Jovenel Moïse by gunmen at his home in the pre-dawn hours of Wednesday. 15 of the men are from Colombia, according to Léon Charles, the chief of Haiti's national police. He added that three other suspects were killed by police and eight others are on the run. Charles had earlier said that seven men were killed. At a news conference Thursday, the police chief urged people to stay calm and let police do their work, as he warned that authorities needed evidence they were destroying, including burning cars. Fans will be banned from Tokyo area stadiums and arenas when the Olympics begin in 2 weeks, after a decision announced by Prime Minister Yoshihide Suga on Thursday. AP's Charles de Ledesma reports.
Fans have been banned from the pandemic-postponed Tokyo Olympics following the issuing of a state of emergency. The move was announced by the International Olympic Committee and Japanese organisers, reducing the Games to a made-for-TV event. The new measures will clear venues around Tokyo, indoor and outdoor, of any fans at all. Suga says the emergency ruling would go into effect on Monday and last through August 22, which means the Olympics will be held entirely under emergency measures. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Rescue workers now focused on finding remains instead of survivors in the rubble of a Florida condominium collapse paused briefly atop the pile Thursday to mark the two-week anniversary of the disaster. The death toll has risen to 64, with another 76 people unaccounted for. Detectives are still working to verify that each of those listed as missing was actually in the building when it collapsed. Meanwhile, rescue workers who have been at the site for 2 weeks are dedicated to the task of recovering as many victims as possible. No one had been pulled out alive since the first hours after the building fell on June 24th. Meanwhile, authorities are launching a grand jury investigation into the collapse, and at least six lawsuits have been filed by families of those in the towers. The number of Americans filing for unemployment benefits rose slightly last week to 373,000. The four-week average of applications, which smooths out week-to-week volatility, is now at 394,500, the lowest such level since the pandemic erupted in March of last year. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA News.